about to begin a new sugya. So we still have to read the Gemara from the previous sugya in order to understand the new sugya. So we really learned the entire sugya of Shlichus. Let's go back to Daf Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara introduces to us the sugya of Shlichus. The Gemara began about Hemlach at the bottom, the two dots. Shlichus Benolan, what is the source for the principle of Shlichus? So, Kesanya, we learned in the Braisa, Vishiloch Balamachu Oise Shaliach. This teaches us that a man can appoint a Shaliach. Vishulcha teaches us Melamed Shehios Shaliach, that she can appoint a Shaliach. Vishiloch Vishilcha Melamed Shaliach Oise Shaliach. So, it's going to be that third Rasha that's going to be the focus of tonight's Sugya. Not only can Reuven appoint a Shaliach, Rachel appoint a Shaliach, but the Shaliach in turn can appoint another Shaliach. So those Pesachim were all talking about Gerushin. Ashkam the Gerushin, Kedushin, Menol. How do you know that all these didn't carry over to Kedushin? So Gemara says, V'chitem with Yolof Megerushin, maybe we should derive from Gerushin. Is it Mematzinu? No. Mala Gerushin, Kenyashin, V'akorcho. You can't derive from Gerushin to Kedushin because it's easier to give a get than to give Kedushin. Because Gerushin, at least in the Torah, could be Chal even against the will of the woman. So just because Gerushin, which is easier to affect, is subject to Shlichus, we can't extrapolate to Kedushin. So I'm going to grab the Yatzav Ahoy. So Machash Abayi, let's see. The Gemara says, you're right, it's not a Mematzinu, it's a Hekesh. When it comes to the Hekesh, we don't ask any Kashas. Ma Yitzia Masha Shlicha, Favai Na Masha Shlicha. So when all the dust settles, this becomes the source of the Din of Shlichus for Gerushin, this Din of Shlichus by Kedushin, and eventually this is going to become one of the sources of Shlichus for Kalter. So really what we have here is actually four different scenarios of shlichus that are playing out. Because we're talking about a shaliach ha-ba'al, we're talking about a shaliach ha-isha, we're talking about a shaliach ha-ba'al for gerushin, we're talking about a shaliach ha-isha for gerushin, shaliach ha-ba'al for kedushin, shaliach ha-isha for kedushin, etc. You can fill in over that. The bottom line is that we're talking about both gerushin and kedushin, both for the man and the woman. So there are four different scenarios of shlichus that are on the table here. And if you just read the Gemara Kapshuta, it sounds like the principle of Shaliach Osa Shaliach applies across the board, all four. We learned that from the special Zeres HaKos, that Din Derai says Shaliach Osa Shaliach. So if you would just read Kedushin Memal, if you'd walk away with the conclusion that both in the case of Gerushin, as well as in the case of Kedushin, both vis-a-vis the Shaliach of the Baal, as well as vis-a-vis the Shaliach of the Isha, all four scenarios, all subject to this principle of Shaliach Osa Shaliach. That's the Pashas Advarm.
Did the Gemara reject Mematzina?
Yeah, but the Gemara said eventually it's based on Hekesh. So we compare Kedushin here.
The Hekesh, the Shaliach was given
the Shlichus of Shliach was given primarily by Gerushin. Once we have the Hekesh Kedushin of Gerushin, all the Dinei Shlichus of Gerushin carry over. So one of the pratim of the Dinei Shlichus of Gerushin is the ability of Shliach also Shliach. So that also carries over to Kedushin. Once we get to the point of Emeshim and Hekesh, everything carries over. So again, if you just look at this Mamalaf, that would be the simple pshat. Hopefully by the end of the shiur today, we'll realize that we didn't just look at this Mamalaf, and this is by far not the simple pshat. That principle of Shliach also Shliach requires a lot of work, and may not be as simple as we said. May not apply in all these scenarios for a whole series of different understandings as to what the possible limitations and parameters of Shliach Osa Shliach are all about. So why would we think there are any parameters? Why would we think there are any limitations to Shliach Osa Shliach? The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, so it's a Chiddush HaTorah, and great, wonderful. Why are we even talking about this topic? Because there is a Gemara Maseches Gittin that seems to throw a curveball at us in terms of the sugya of Shliach Osa Shliach. After we learn Gittin properly, then we'll have to be able to come back to Kedushin, hopefully in Memalef, and to understand when is Shlecha Shlecha appropriate, when is it inappropriate. So the first of the sugis, hopefully everyone got the message of being a Gemara Gittin. Those who have no reason don't have one. So I don't think I put it on the phone, so we have to make sure we have it. So the Gemara's in Gittin is on Tavchav Tesem and Halef. So it starts in Maseches Gittin, Tavchav Tesem and Halef. It's about two-thirds of the way down. The first word line is V'chola. The only problem is the word V'chola appears like 15 times on the page. So it's where the Gemara starts, right smack in the middle. Go down about 10 lines. V'chola. Actually, two lines in a row. They each have the word V'chola on it. It's a very very healthy daf. So Tanan. So the third word line is Tanan. Okay? So everyone got it? Tanan. So the Gemara points out the following apparent contradiction. Tanan. We learned in Amishn and Gittin, a maybe get for Eretz Yisrael v'chola. If a person is bringing a get, he's a shliach to bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, and he gets sick. The shliach gets sick, he can't finish the job. Why do we make a point of saying Eretz Yisrael? This is in contrast to Chutz La'aretz, because if the Shaliach gets sick upon bringing again Chutz La'aretz, we have a big, big problem on our hands, because the first Mishnah Gittin tells us, HaMevi Gittin Dina Sayam, Tzorech Shiyam B'fane Nechtam B'fane Nechtam. When a shliach brings a get from Chutz La'aretz, it's not enough for him just to bring the get. He has to actually testify that the get was written in his presence for a variety of reasons, like this in the Gemara. Either because we're afraid of Chutz La'aretz, maybe they didn't know about the din of writing the get in the Shema, so the shliach has to testify to that effect. Or maybe we're concerned that in Chutz La'aretz, so if people didn't know each other, wasn't as much traffic, wasn't that much knowledge of each other's signatures, and for technical and logistical reasons, and therefore we're afraid that if someone's going to raise a question about the kashrus of the get, we're never going to be able to track down the original eidim who signed it to be able to, we call it mekayimus hashtaros, mekayimus dechasimus, to testify about the validity of the signatures. So to avoid any complications later on, Chazal made a takana that the shaliach should say before nechtam, and therefore no one will have a question to get afterwards. So whatever the reason is, as a dimmid rabbanu, the shaliach has to not only present the get from Chutz La'aretz, he has to say before nechtam, which leads to a big problem. If the shaliach gets sick, how's he going to just hand off the get to somebody else? How in the world is the other person going to say before nechtam? It's not true. It was before nechtam. That's why the Mishnah is speaking specifically about Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz has its own set of dinim, but in terms of the din deraisa, of a get that's given in Eretz Yisrael, well, all we need is the shaliach just to hand over the get itself. So the Mishnah said before, to not maybe get beer, to never chalal raise a mashach beer acher. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with shaliach number one handing over the get, little pony express. He hands over the get to number two, and that's perfectly okay. Yes, the Gemara Mina, we have a Mishnah later on, the Masechta and the sixth part contradicts this. Amal l'shnayim tzu get l'ishti, o l'shlosha kiss will get it to l'ishti. We're going to leave out now the technicalities. Why the Mishnah mentions both cases, 2 and 3, and why it changes the Nusach from Tanu to Kisvu. That's already a complicated six-part issue, not relevant for us. But the bottom line is, the Mishnah is talking about someone who appoints a group of people to write a get. Now, this is immediately not the same case as before. We were talking before about appointing Shalich to bring a get. The get was already written. I'm handing it off to be brought. In the second Mishnah, in the sixth part, we're talking about someone who was appointing Shalich to write and to sign a get. So what does the Mishnah say about that? So it is clear as day, the Mishnah says, that these individuals must write and sign the get. They have no right to hand it off to somebody else. And if they delegate somebody else in their place, the get is batel mevutel. So correcting Mark Asher, inu in aval shliach loy, you see that, in effect, what the Gemara is asking is that shliach einos a shliach. In the first case, for the get is being delivered, the paper is being delivered, so it's no problem. As long as you can get around the Chutz La'aretz issue, as long as it's not before Nechtam, before Nechtam, and everything's hunky-dory, everything's great, the first shalich can hand it off to the second shalich. But when it comes to the Ksivas HaGet, somehow everything falls by the wayside. Why is that? What's trapped? So Amar Abai. Abai says the difference between Ksivas HaGet and Yassinas HaGet is not so dramatic, is not so lumdish, says Abai. It's purely psychological. What's the difference? Hasamtai Mamai, you shouldn't be Zoyun Dabao, Hochabal lo Kovit. Says Abaye, Minat Torah, conceptually, there's nothing wrong with the Shalech as a Shalech. You don't condition enough Memal, you know. One Shalech and a point to another Shalech. We have no qualms with that. So why can't the Shalech, like Sivas HaGet, appoint another Shalech to write the get? Because of a psychological issue, because of a technical glitch, the husband's going to be very upset. The husband's very embarrassed. Why is he embarrassed? But every word's going to get out, and he doesn't know how to write. What's he pointing the cipher for? He can't write his own get. Hospital safety, he's got a never rely on the cipher. So the guy's a little bit, he's shocked about that, he's embarrassed about that. So you know, he whispers to two guys we can trust. Guys, let me finish. Write a get for my wife. Shh, don't tell anybody. They go ahead and appoint somebody else. He doesn't want somebody else to know about it. So the Baal's not happy with what just happened. If the Baal's not happy with what just happened, so the Baal, in effect, doesn't want this get to be presented the way it was just presented. He's not happy with the Ksivas HaGet. If he's not happy with the Ksivas HaGet, the Ksivas HaGet without his permission, without his authorization, that Ksivas HaGet is batel mevutel. So Abaye says there's nothing halachically that's preventing Shaliach HaYisa Shaliach. It's a pure technical issue. So that technical issue only plays out by Ksiva, it doesn't play out by Nesina. Let's say the get is already written, and the husband says to Reuben, bring the get to my wife. And Reuben gives it to Shimon. Papa, who gives it? Reuben, Shimon, maybe who cares? Who delivers the get? As long as the get gets delivered, that's all that matters. There's nothing to be embarrassed that he doesn't want to trek for 6,000 miles to bring the get himself. So therefore, when it comes to Nesina's get, Abai says there's no reason for the husband to be embarrassed. And therefore, it's understood that the husband's happy with what's happening, and the shlichus is valid. When the husband is probably machmir, but ksiva is a good chance that he is machmir. Therefore, that undermines the ability of shalich also shalich. That's a bayish pshat in the two mishnayos. Rava says no. Rava says bechlal, that's not the right pshat. That conceptually, that entire pshat is not correct. Rava Amar, mishum demile ninu, umide lo mimsiren l'shaliach. Says Rava, there's a much more profound, much more deeper halachic reason why ksiva saget doesn't lend itself to shaliach as a shaliach. Not because of the kepedes abal, but because it simply doesn't lend itself to shaliach as a shaliach. Why not? Shaliach as a shaliach, says Rava, makes sense when the first shaliach has something in his hands, when he was given something, when he has something he's holding on to. Like Reuben gave the shaliach, he gave him a get. He gave him a piece of paper. So if he handed it, he did a maiseh. So if the first shliach was appointed derech ma'aseh, he can hand over that ma'aseh and hand over the paper to the next shliach. But when the first shliach wasn't given anything, he was just given words alone, he was given instructions, he was told, please write again. He's got to go find paper and a pen and write again. Nothing happened yet. There was no mamoshes to it. There's no ma'aseh that was handed over. It's milim. Milim, words alone. Words alone cannot be transferred from shliach 1 to shliach 2. I can appoint the shliach for to do instruction. That I can do. I can appoint the shliach to write again, but I can't appoint the shliach to appoint another shliach to write again. That's not going to happen because mil amim shel shliach. So that's a whole other ballgame. That's a very, very different version than what Abai said. Abai said that Cain, yes, mil amim shel shliach. It's just you have to clear the air, make sure that the husband's not machmir. According to Rava, there's a real bona fide chisson of shlichos that mil amim shel shliach. So it's this Gemara, of course, we pass like Rav, by Rav, we're always going to follow Rav, just about all the time. So it's this statement of Rav, Amil, and Mitzvah Shlich, that becomes the background to what the Rishonim discuss in our Sugya in Maseches Kedushin. So we just learned that there's a principle of Shliach also Shliach. Every time we apply that principle, we have to stop and ask ourselves, and check and say, wait a second, is this a violation of Mila Mimsa Shliach? So if this is the background where the Rishonim begin to discuss. So I put on the my mock-up. I just sent out about 2 hours ago the Rashba. Added it to the list. Did it come through?
Yeah.
Okay, it was my mistake. I meant to put it on 2 days ago. I forgot about it. So come to Rashba in our sugya. We give you the second parak. And the Rashba poses this question. So the Rashba says, Malamish Shliach is a Shliach. We give it to Ramaskil on Daf Mem Alef. Malamish Shliach is a Shliach. Correct the Rashba. V'yim toimah. Bishlam Shliach Diday. It's not about get. We didn't even talk about it. We didn't even mention Kiddushin. Bishlam Shliach Diday, Mashri Shliach. I understand that his Shliach can appoint the Shliach in turn. Why? That's exactly what the Gemara says in Gitna, of Tess. That if he appoints the Shliach, Lahalach as I get, he hands the paper to the Shliach. So Shliach 1, he gives Shliach 2. About Shliach Diday, any time that her Shliach wants to appoint another Shliach, Hechi Mashri Shliach. How in the world can her shaliach appoint a shaliach? What does it mean to be her shaliach? Describe to me when a woman appoints a shaliach to receive a get. What grandiose ma'aseh did she do? Absolutely nothing. She is the one who's going to receive the get. So a shaliach with kabbalas a get means that the woman appoints Reuven, you be my shaliach to accept my get. Where's the ma'aseh goinish? What is it? It's instructions. What do we call instructions? Mili. What do we think about mili? Mili, mimsul shaliach. So how about the Gemara here say that, yeah, one shliach, another shliach, one, two, three, everyone can make shliach, and says the Rashba, hold the phone. Who says that shliach one can make shliach two? Bishlama the halachas I get from the Baal, that works. But now the kabbalas I get, that's the Rashba's cash. And he says, umil lamimsul shliach, umil nepreka maybe, as it says in Maseches I get it. That's a mistake, it's not preka maybe, it's prekol I get, it's called, but a little typo there. V'tiritz Rav al Barceloni zal. So he says the Rav from Barcelona gives the following answer. How did the Rashba know the old Rabbanon Barcelona? He was the Rav Barcelona. He was one of the Rabbanon Barcelona. But obviously he's not quoting himself. So V'tiritz Rav al Barceloni zal. The hocha b'deshavye I shaliach pekinyan. The olim l'shavye shaliach. Chiddush from Barcelona. That's only true when the shlichus wasn't accompanied with a kinyan. But if you made a shliach and you made a nice kinyan with the shliach, you made a real deal, you pick out a high ketchup and a chamolus kinyan with the shliach, then the sky's the limit and mila mimsur the shliach. I can't give a rabbi about the lowly zone. Mamish sisri teira. Mamish sisri teira. Clearly what this opinion is that it's holding is that there are almost two kinds of shlichus in halacha. There's regular, standard, low-level shlichus, second-tier shlichus, and the first-tier shlichus. There's mahagim shlichus. The better, there's a stronger principle of shlichus with done if accompanied by a ma'aseh kinyan, and that ma'aseh kinyan that puts it into the better level, higher category of shlichus, gives it the ability to overcome certain deficiencies, certain chesronos, certain limitations of shlichus, one of them being milah mitzvah shlichus. A big, big pelikus. We never heard of such a thing. But there are two levels of shlichus.
Teeth that are brother's qualification.
Yeah, big time. Just throw a mice
kid. Just
put a handkerchief in himself. Yeah,
make it more serious.
Yeah. So Jude is right. It sounds almost like, not Kenyan. What does a Kenyan do? What is clearly the role of a Kenyan? It's very, very problematic, very, very questionable when we're talking about shlichus altogether. When I saw this Rabbi Barcelloni, one thing I thought was, the Rambam would never write such a thing. How do we know the Rambam would never write such a thing? Because the Rambam has a comment, but the Rambam writes that we know that a kinyan, we use the word kinyan, stam kinyan, aloch, and a kinyan suda, kinyan halitha. We use a kinyan suda all the time. We use a kinyan suda to sell land, sell chometz, to sell animals, to be mechayv ourselves at chosetz tishas. The kinyan suit is a very, very convenient method of being machmir from Shabbat end, of Rishonah's Chayvus, Karaka, the Tatum, the Kayim Kodav, it's a very, very good thing. But says the Rambam, there's one thing that a kinyan cannot do, and says the Rambam, a kinyan has no impact on minu shlichus. Says the Rambam. Says the Rambam Beferish, he says a kinyan and shlichus have nothing to do with each other. So now, for the Rambam Kasha on himself, Abazoi, how come when the Oilam appoints a shliach, the minhag Oilam is to do it with a kinyan? We do it all the time. We call it Mechiras Chometz. When you come to me to sell your Chometz, so I take out a handkerchief. I'm not buying your Chometz. I don't want your. I don't even want my own Chometz. I don't want to buy your Chometz today before Pesach. The reason why I take out a handkerchief is because your appointment is a Shliach. We take out a handkerchief as a Maisa Kinyan. So the Rambam says it's a big joke. The Rambam says, what's about Maisa Kinyan is that? He says, Maisa Kinyan, if Kinyan Chalita is Chal, when you want to be Makne a Chayfetz, or you want to be Makne a Chayfetz, you're not being mocked at anything to be, so what are you doing a kinyan for? So the Ram says, you're right, it doesn't make any sense. Hafi Alocha doesn't make any sense at all. No go om losos, Ken says the Rambam, why does the Olam do it? Says the Rambam, it's just a way of demonstrating that they're really, really serious in what they're doing. That's all it is. And you don't need it, says the Rambam. And if you appoint someone as a shliach without it, the shliach is kayamis also. It's a minute you throw to accompany a nice kinyan with a shliach just to give a little bit more credibility, a little bit more seriousness to the kinyan. How exactly, just as an aside, before we get back to this Rashba, how does that do that? How does making a kinyan add to the seriousness of the shlichus? It's a joke. It's a game. How does that add to the seriousness of the shlichus? So this is probably part of a whole theory we spoke about sometimes in the past about what the role of a kinyan chalipin is. Kinyan chalipin is a very, very funny kind of a kinyan because it's almost the only kinyan out there that has no shlichus whatsoever to the most important thing. What's the most important thing? It has zero connection to what? To the item you're trying to sell. Think about all kinyan. Every kinyan does it. What does a kinyan do? Say, classic kinyan, metaphor. What? Hagbah, pick up the item. Mashiach, drag the item. Chotcha, put it into my backyard. Or even kesef. Kesef, I'm paying the value. It's not just I'm an arbitrary number. It's the kesef of value of that item that I'm trying to purchase. Kaika. Karka is dictated by kesef. I'm paying the value of the karka. Shtar, I'm identifying the karka in a piece of paper with the right, this is the boundaries, this is the borders, etc. Chazok, I go with my shovel and dig off. Every kinyan under the sun addresses the dover, nikna. Suda doesn't do anything like that. Kinyan does not do that. The item is nowhere near. And I'm giving you a handkerchief, and in lieu of the handkerchief, I'm not paying for the karka. The handkerchief is not even worth the shovel proof, the Gemara says. How does it get? What kind of joke is this? How does it work? So there's a Yesod from Reb Chaim that basically the thrust of a Kinyan Sudur is radically different from all other Kinyan. All other Kinyanim actually do address the Chayfetz. Kinyan Sudur doesn't address that. You know what Kinyan Sudur addresses? Kinyan Sudur addresses Tas. Says Reb Chaim, Lu Yitzuyer, you could have an absolute full-fledged Gemara's Das, unquestionable Gemara's Das, so that an item could be nicknamed with Gemara's Das alone. If you really, truly believe and truly express that you want to sell something, so you don't even need a Maisa Kinyan. The thing is that we don't have a mechanism in Halacha, almost how to measure, what's the barometer? I say, I really do. I really, really, I say it a lot of times, I really, 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 really do. Put your money out. What is a demonstration of Das? It comes to Halacha and says that this Maisa of a Kinyan Chalipin is not a Maisa Kinyan. A Kinyan Chalipin is a demonstration that there's a sufficient Das Kinyan, that the Kinyan can take place even without a Maisa Kinyan. Maisa Chalipin is not a Maisa Kinyan. It's an expression of Das Kinyan. The famous Vash Rosh. The truth is, it's probably enough like this in Mishan, whether it's 100% correct or not, but again, we're not learning Chalipin right now. So therefore, what's the Rambam saying in this minute of Shmini Shliach? What's the Rambam saying? When you appoint a Shliach, you don't really need a super-duper-duper Gemara's Das. You just have to say, I hear by going back there, waiting the Mishnah. Because you don't need this unbelievable razzle-dazzle Das. But the minute Yisrael became that we really want to make sure there's teeth in the shlichus. So what was the minig? The minig wasn't some arbitrary minig. It makes sense. We appoint a shliach dafka using a kinyan chalipin to indicate, to highlight that this is a very serious business. So the mechanism that we use to indicate seriousness is kinyan chalipin, because that's exactly what the essence of kinyan chalipin is all about. But one thing is clear from the Rambam that really, truly, apidin, does a kinyan really affect the shlichus? Not in the slightest. In the realm of minhagim and Israel, of mechiras chometz, etzer pesach, to be thrown for good luck. But between you and me, can you sell chometz without a kinyan? Absolutely. And we do it all the time. The guy calls me last minute, he emails me, as I'm sitting with Mr. Brown, he emails me his form. So where's the kinyan chalipin? There's no kinyan chalipin. There's all zayin, but maichas zayin, minhag Yisrael. So this Rashba, quoting from the Rav of Barcelona, is not saying like the Rav. This Rashba is saying the existence of a kinyan is so critical that it changes the very essence of the kinyan chalipin. And sometimes the kinyan chalipin, it changes the shlichus. A shlichus with a kinyan is a different kind of a shlichus that can overcome issues of milah nusla shliach. It is a tremendous chiddush, this Rashba. We don't find this in other Rishayim. And the Rashi himself is not even sure that it's right. The Rashi says, I'm going to offer another pshat to explain. How could it be, the Gemara here says in Kiddushin, that Shliach is a Shliach. There's no reason to believe in our Gemara there's any difference between the Shliach of the Baal or the Shliach of the Isha. How could it be the Shliach of the Isha? How could you appoint the Shliach and the Shliach as a Shliach? Take away the Elohim as a Shliach. So says the Rashi, I'm going to offer you a different terms. So come to Rashi and continues. Says the Rashi. Umistavra, Zokia makes sense. Bishanasna le rishus leshavi shaliach. Says the Rashba, our Gemara that says shaliach by the Isha is talking about where the woman said pemole to the first shaliach, I'm appointing you as a shaliach and you have a right to appoint another shaliach. She told him he could appoint the seventh shaliach. Said the Rashba, the loya mina mirla mimser le shaliach. That's only if the first shliach decides on his own to make a second shliach. That's what the Gemara says you can't do in the second gittin. So the case in gittin was Reuven tells two guys to write and sign again for him, and they decide on their own accord they want to appoint another shliach. So the Gemara says no, that you can't do. If it was a shliach for a ma'aseh that you can't do, shliach is shliach, chiddush haTorah, shalach v'shulcha, shliach is shliach is a good thing, but if it's milay, so mishloch mishulcha doesn't apply. Milay nusul mishliach. What's up there, Ashba? Vamed vamemurim and shliach number one is acting on his own. But if shliach number one was authorized to appoint shliach number two, that's fine. That's not even in the parish of milay nusul mishliach. So the Ashba again, the leavita milay nusul mishliach, alak shliach ois shliach midai toy, vabitas bayla mash v'shliach. What's the lumdus of the Ashba? Arbitrary terms. Oh, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? So,
meaning when the shliach is when she is appointing her shliach, part of the shliach is that she's being moser to appoint.
Oh, so in other words, what Eyud's saying is that we don't have to view it in two steps. Not shot that she appointed Reuben and Reuben appointed Shimon. That's an Elam Sushliach problem. When she tells Reuven to appoint Shimon, it's as if she did two different minishlechus. She did a minishlechus on Reuven, and she did a minishlechus on Shimon. What's the chodesh about the neir? Well, what's lacking in that second minishlechus?
Person.
Yeah, there was no direct conversation between the woman and the seventh shliach. Zem for the only sitting this Rashba, then that's okay. Who said you need
it?
Do you need a chodesh in the pasuk? What? Do you need? Who said that that's what the chodesh of the pasuk is?
Meaning,
maybe the chiddush of the pasuk is in a case where she didn't give rights over, and inoch inami that wouldn't apply to her. Maybe that din of shliachos shliach of the pasuk would only apply to the baal.
Maybe you're still limiting the gemara.
Right, you're limiting the gemara. Right. So again, so Eyud just told us. Do you say that the Rashba himself writes the Masechet Gittin? Here the Rashba is very, very mekatzer, but the Masechet Gittin, the Rashba elaborates and says that's the lomdus. That whenever you have an official appointment, I tell A to do B, Apidin, that's I told A, and Apidin, I told B. And if I told B, Apidin, even though B didn't hear me, B wasn't even here, if Apidin reviewed as I told B directly, that's not subject to the limitation. As I state in the Rashba. Then the Rashba brings you a raya. And his ray is more disturbing than his pshat. Uchazok the Rashba, v'avidas b'aylem asher shluch. Uchedemucha hasol, d'haba oyne imru shluch es shluch. Says the Rashba, go back to the original case of milu mishlo shluch. What was the original application? In the Gemara, there's only one place in Shas that was milu mishlo shluch. The what case? Like Siva said, yes. The Rashba, the test case should be, what if, not the case of the Gemara, not the case of the Mishnah, not where Reuven told two guys to write again and they chose their own to appoint them. What if he tells Reuven and Shimon, you guys go appoint Levi and Yehuda to write again? So that should be the litmus test. If the Rashba's right, that should be good. The Rashba says, of course I'm right. That's what the Gemara says, called Oma Imru. Oma Imru means, he says to the first group to say to the second group. So the Rashba says, well, everybody knows that only Imru Taka works. He quotes the Gemara. We does by magic, the Mucha Chasa, that Oim Imru Shlechas Shlich, it's my Farish Gemara, that Oim Imru is good. So if Oim Imru is good, it's a Charaya that it's not, doesn't have the deficiency, doesn't have the problem, the obstacle of being living in Sula Shlich. It's a Charaya Bruch, and let you look the Rashba, that I'm right. So whenever there's an explicit statement to hand over from 1 to 2, that's not a chisar. Milam Slushliach, Om Imru is the proof positive. Gevaldik. Until you open up the Gemara and see the Gemara, you come to the realization that Om Imru doesn't work. The Gemara is a shy about Om Imru. The Gemara is a machoik is about Om Imru. And the Pasha's Advarim is that it doesn't work. That's what Rashi's talking about. Rashi's being a riot from the din of Om Imru, which itself is not so clear at all that it works.
The whole
according to Bai, there's no such thing as Milam Musul Shlich, and the Kasha was ever Kasha.
According to Bai, there's a whole
embarrassment. Yeah, according to the Rashi, it's only embarrassment, so then the Rashi never should have asked the Kasha. If you really hold your Bai, you can't ask the Kasha. Who knows the whole thing? So the Rashi pulled something over us. He said, as is Mukhar the Gemara of Imru. You have to add a little bit more to the Rashi. The Rashi adds a little bit more than he does here. It's up to the Rashi, please, the Thomas. The Gemara says that to the husband to appoint two guys to write a get and them on their own decide to appoint somebody else, that's out of the question. And forget it. Abaye, Rabbi said, because of Milam and Shlishlich. That's not negotiable. Milam and Shlishlich, the real thing, the right set, Shlishlichs can't be given from one to another. And then the Gemara's whole machlok is about Elma Ibru. What is my machlok is about Elma Ibru? Isn't that also Milam and Shlishlich? But they have a run, they have a fight. In the end, the six people again, half them run, say it's good, half say it's no good, we pass it's no good. What are they finding in it? If you just got finished telling me this, and you think Rav is right, there's a bit of Milam Musul Shlich, so why is Omer Imru solve the problem? So you see clause, says the Rashba, that I'm right. From the fact that the Gemara is even entertaining the possibility that Omer Imru should be okay, notwithstanding the fact we've already established the Milam Musul Shlich, there's a Raya Brewer that once you appoint one to appoint two, which is, that is Omer Imru L'maisa, so Omer Imru is not a chisar, it's not a deficiency of Milam Musul Shlich. The fact that we happen to pass in that Omer Imru happens not to be good, Zokta Rashba, is not because of what din? Not because it's an application of what? Milam Shlishlich. That's not the reason why. If that was the reason, it would have been not negotiable. Everyone would have agreed to it. So why is it not worth my gittin? Says the Rosh. We got to learn gittin really well to figure out it's some kind of a quirk in Uchaz gittin that you need a direct tzivi habal. Tzivi habal that's required in Uchaz gittin is a different standard. It's not just shlichos. It's a new parasha called tzivi habal. And we pass that tzivi habal has to be so direct that even in a case where you've overcome the problems of Mila Rusla Shlichas, you still run into a brick wall because you're lacking Tzivi Abal. But that added component of Gittin, that's only true in the realm of Tzivi Abal, that has no effect on Shlichas. And therefore, Zok Tirashba, with a woman, you don't eat Tzivi Aisha, you eat Tzivi Abal for Tzivi Saget, not Tzivi Aisha for Kabbalah Saget. For Kabbalah Saget, you need either the woman to accept the get or our Shlichas to accept the get. Who's called a shliach? Shliach number one is called a shliach. What about shliach number two? Depends. If shliach number one was not authorized to appoint number two, then that's mila musla shliach. That's not kind of good. But if shliach number one was authorized by the woman to appoint number two, it's ki'il the wife of the woman appointed number two herself, and that's not mila. That's called a direct shliach, and that's okay. So the Rashi is a little bit misleading because he says, yeah, it's great, I go to Imru. You walk under the Rashi thing, Omer Imru is good, it's not really good. Off the record, Omer Imru is no good. But the reason why Omer Imru is no good is nothing to do with Mila Rusla Shlichas. So we know the dust settles the Rashi, it's too mahalchim to explain away why Agama condition is not so good. Because after all, Agama speaks about the woman appointing a Shaliach, and then the Gemara jumps and says, Shaliach also Shaliach. It sounds from the Gemara that Shaliach also Shaliach is going on Dain the husband appointed Shlech Lanasidus again, Bain the wife appointed with Kabbalah Saget. The Rashi was bothered with the opposite of what happened to Mili. So he quotes the Rabbi Saloni's pshat, can you remember what that means? And then he quotes his own pshat that there was an official, actual, literal appointment of the second Shlech, albeit not directly face to face, but that's good enough for the purposes of Shlechas. Rabbi said there were other Rishonim who were so bothered with this Kasha of the Rashba, that rather than start to explain why it doesn't apply here and it doesn't apply there and this is not true and that, the Rishonim will say that the Kasha is better than the Teretz. Better than both Teretzim. The Tosfos Rid.
Why is it Mili for the Isha?
Because she didn't give anything to the first Lich. Mili means words. When the man hands over a piece of paper, when the woman points a Shlich and Kabbalah says, yeah, what did she do? She just gave instructions. You be there at 2 o'clock to accept my gift. That's classic Bila. That's like telling somebody to write a gift. There's no action. So put in the Rambam comes to Tosfos Rid. In our sugya. Came through, hopefully. Tosfos Rid came through.
That was from today or from the other day?
That was one from 2 days ago. Okay. Zok Tosfos Rid. Ish bekadesh b'malf b'malf. Ish bekadesh she'shliach os she'shliach. Pirish. What do the words in Agamara mean? Shaliach debal mashve shaliach. If the shaliach, the husband can appoint the shaliach, can the snad prepare base to get in? It's also a mistake. It should be impregnable. Ose beis din a mashalchay. Avah shaliach de'isha lo matzi l'shavi shaliach, says the Tosfos Rid. She cannot. Why? Plain and simple. Mishum demile ninu shalom masal ha'isha devarim b'yam is kabbalah gittin. Boom. Bila mutzi l'shaliach. Ad kan. For Tosfos Rid. So the Rashi read a gevalik kasha. The Rashi tried really, really hard to give two terutzim. The Tosfos Rid said the terutz is correct. And the kasha is better than the terutz. So again, the Rashba couldn't believe that Shpshat Agamar. Agamar doesn't sound like it's limiting. So he'd rather revamp a little bit Mila Musa Shlech and put the brakes on it. Tosfos Rid, no, I'm not revamping anything. I'd rather revamp Agamar. And say Agamar is only talking halfway. It's not talking about the world revamp. Rabbi say, all of the Rishonim were bothered with this kasha. The Rashba, the Rabbi Salengi, the Tosfos Rid. Everybody's bothered with this kasha. Everybody was assuming, at least at face value, that the Kabbalah Sa'isha should have been a problem with Mila. The starting point was, it's Mamash Mila, it's not Maiseh. I'm Shvili. So you have to kvetch and say, no, Mila doesn't apply when there's a Kenyan, Mila doesn't apply when there's an explicit Shlichos. You have to explain away why, even though this has all the trappings and all the characteristics of Mila, there's something else here that somehow prevents Mila from kicking in. But maybe we can have a different approach to this again. Maybe we misunderstood what Mila is and what it's not. And maybe when the woman appoints a Shlichos to get, it's not even in the pot. We don't even have to ask the kasher. The Tosfos Rit thought the kasher was so great. The Rashi thought the kasher was not bad, but we can answer it. Guess what? The Rishonim thought the kasher was not a kasher to begin with. Because they thought that we completely, not we, the Rashi, the Ratzalot, thought they all misunderstood what Mila means. So if you take a look at the in Maseches Gittin, so it's in the back of Maseches Gittin, the Mordechai Maseches Gittin. So it's on page Vav, and I assume probably all the Mordechais are the same, and not Vav and Aleph from the Mordechai. The end of the sixth parak. The very last Mordechai in the sixth parak. I got it, it's in the Vav and Aleph from the first column. If you have some of the newer Gemara, you may have a different page layout. I can't tell you. But it's right before Perak Misha Achsa Kedai, because it's Simon Tav Chaf in the Mordechai. It's not easy to find. Simon Tav Chaf in the Mordechai. Simon Tav Chaf in the Mordechai. Mile Ninu U Mile Mimsalashlech. Hiksha, I think it's Rabbeinu Baruch. Hiksha Rabbeinu Baruch Zal, Perak Beis the Kedushin, Sefer HaChochma. Sounds like a familiar kasha. He's asking again from the woman's vantage. V'yesh b'farshim, the Kabbalah's gerushin, hageto kedushin, have a maise gomor. Some say no. Who said that Kabbalah's haget? Well, we didn't talk about kedushin yet. Who said Kabbalah's haget is called bidli? Maybe it's called the maise. Based on what? Umimuri hakayin kibalti. Says I have a messiah from my rebbe. Didn't know who his rebbe was. We know he's a kayin. Umimuri hakayin kibalti. The following hagdara, the following understanding of what mila is and is not. And mistama, that's what the Mordechai is right. Umimuri hakayin kibalti. Kol heicha she'ein hadov nigmar al pi hashaliach chashiv mila v'mimsa l'shaliach. Avo kabbalas haget zel gmar dover. What did Rabbeinu Baruch and the Mordechai just say? That we missed the boat in terms of defining what Mila was. I thought Mila means words. I thought what makes something Mila if the Shlichus only involved words alone, not a Maisa. So we drew a distinction between the Nesina Saget contrast to the words of instruction to writing it. Comes with a bit of Baruch, the Mordechai said, that's not true. The reason we're writing a get, instructions to write a get as Mila, is not because it's words alone, because it's not even the end of the story. It's only the first step of a long process. When you appoint a shlich to write a get, that woman is far from Megureshes, even after the shlich is going to be fulfilled. She's not Megureshes. She's not Megureshes until the Nesina takes place. But the tzivui, the shlichos, the mini shlichos on the tziva alone, is almost like the bar, another area, it's like chatzidover. It's not a complete job. But medim amamur mili lamimsel shlichos, that's when the mili is a chatzidover. But what if it's instructions, but the instructions that were given, that's the Gemara's over, that's all there is right now. When a woman appoints a shliach to accept the get on her behalf, that is all she has to say. There's nothing else for her point. That's her entire role. In the giving the get. When it comes to the Baal, so the Baal participates in the Ksivas again, participates in the Ksivas again. So if he only gave a mina shlichas on the Ksivas again, that doesn't mean it. But if the woman gives a mina shlichas on the entire Kabbalah again, that is hakol diko kol. That is her role in the get. But that's not mili, that's a maisa gomer. Maisa gomer. Halachically, it's a maisa gom. And therefore, the Rebbeinu Baruch and the Mordechai say the kushi b'kralei. So you don't need to reject the Gemara like the Tezis Rid did. You don't need to revamp Mila, like the Rav Batzaloi and the Rashba did. It was never, our case of Kabbalah Sa'isha Saget was never subject to the Mila in the first place. So, Abay Chayimcha, four pshatim in the Rishonim as to how Mila does it does not play out vis-a-vis Kabbalah Saget. Rashba, Rabbi Baisaloni, Tezrid, and the Rabbi Baruch with the Munich. So now, Rabbi Baisaloni, we take the Sugya to the next level. So we finished the get part of the Sugya. Now let's go back to Maseches Kedushin for a bit. So the Gemara said that Shuliach is a Shuliach. And again, we had four possible cases. One was the Sinas Aget, one was Kabbalah Aget, one was the Sinas Kedushin, one was Kabbalah Kedushin. So the Sinas Aget, we know the answer. That's for sure not, that's the Gemara, that's for sure not Mili, according to everybody. Kabbalah Aget, maybe yeah, maybe no, four pshatim. Let's move to the Sinas Kedushin for a minute. The guy appoints a Shuliach to be Mekadosh and Isha for him. What do you call that? What do you think that is? You think that's Mila? You think it's not Mila? Just the Sinas Kedushin. How'd you vote on that one? Is the handing of Kedushin called Mila or not? So according to which Rishon, the answer is clear as day, it's not. It's Rebbe Baruch, it's clearly not. Rebbe Baruch said that as long as you finish the job, as long as you gave over all that's necessary to give, that's for sure by definition not Mila. So when the husband appoints a shliach, the kedushin, that's all hers, right? No more. So obviously that's not Mila. But that was almost a das yochid. Within the worldview of the Rashba, the Rabbi Barceloni, and the Taisa Zrid, that they understood the words Mila Kipshutam, it's words, it's verbal instructions, in contrast to Maisa, where would you put Nesidus Kedushin in here? So I would say Nesidus Kedushin? Joke of a question. Nesidus Kedushin is what? It's a Maisa. Wasn't that a Maisa? I gave the Shlich a ring, I gave him a shtap, but wasn't that a Maisa? L'chora, it should be a Maisa. It should not be subject to the kasha altogether. So comes the Shulte Gibayrim in Maseches Kedushin, the back of the Rif, side of the Rif, on page Tezayin of the Days, Bidat the Rif.
What's that?
So Tezayin of the Days, Bidat the Rif. Give me a second, Perek. So page Tezayin of the Days, the regular Gemaras. Not regular Gemaras, that's probably soon after that. Give me the second parak. And the side with the Shulta Gibar. It's a quote from the Riaz, the Ben Yeshaya. So let's pick it up from, it's the Os Aleph, the two parts of Os Aleph. There's a little part, the big part which is Lush and Riaz. So let's pick it up from Hoya Shalich Mekatcha Bishtar. It's the first one line is Haya. It's about 15 lines up, I'm sorry, from the bottom of that, of Os Aleph. So where Os Aleph ends. So we see where Os Beis is, go up about 15 lines. The first one is Haya HaShaliach. Right? And we got it. It's a little on the small print, but we'll try to do it. Haya Shaliach Mekatcha Bishtar. Person appointed a Shaliach. He handed a Bishtar Kedushin. B'chol HaShaliach. A Shaliach gets sick. Ocean and us, or some emergency, it's going to go run somewhere. Yachla Shaliach, no Shaliach Akatachtav. He can appoint another Shaliach. This is taken right out of what? Where did he get this from? It's right out of Gittin. It's Madachi. But Gittin, the Mishnah says, if the Shaliach gets sick, he can appoint another Shaliach, so why not Mishnah Kedush? But most of the Mishnah Kedush and Shemaslo Makadish. Listen to this. Aval Zok the Shaliach Gibeirin, Aval Imhoye Makadish Bekesef, not so posh. Ein ha-shliach yochol no shliach acher. If I told the shliach, I'm going to cash an isha with kesef, and now the shliach wants to appoint another shliach, he can't do that. You know why? Sha'arei lo nimsalai el ha-shlichus devarim. Shlichus devarim is the Hebrew translation of mil, nimsalai shliach. Shlichus on kesef kedushin is nothing more than mil and nimsalai shlichus. Why? What's the chiluk between the shtar and the kesef? Explains. What if the shliach would decide not to give the ring that the Baal gave? If he wants to give another ring, that's okay. The shliach was, go be mekadosh this woman. I'm giving you the kesef. You want to use another kesef? Use another kesef. So there's no ma'isa. There was no nesiras kesef doesn't mean anything in halacha. It exists physically, but halachically it's meaningless. The real shlichus for kesef kedusha when you makadish isha ide shlichus for kesef, the shlichus is really the authority to go ahead and makadish the woman. It's a shlichus on directions. It's a shlichus on instructions. Shlichus on instructions is a bad word. You know what that's called? Milam and silver shlichus. When you hand over shtar kedushin, the shliach can't write his own shtar. Only the husband can authorize the shtar kedushin. Just like the husband can authorize the shtar gerushin. A stranger can't stop decide to write another shtar kedushin on his own. If he loses the shtar, he's got to go back to the husband and get another one. If he loses the ring, he can put up his own ring. No big deal. So zochti shilti kiverim, zochti revenu yishaya. That there are differences of the halacha conceptually between a shlichus to a kedushin shtar, a shlichus to a kedushin kesef. One is a shlichus on a ma'is, and one is a shlichus on words alone. So if you hold that milah musa shlichus is a chisaron in words versus a ma'is, so then we can differentiate between kesef and shtar. If you hold like a bit of baruch in the Mordechai, that's not even the vart. The vart is the mar darv is not more than the conversation is a moot conversation. But if you hold like Rabbeinu, like Rav Moshe and Rashba, the Tzaloni, and the Taz Rib, Taz Rib, by the way, was Rabbeinu Yishai, it happens to be the same person, don't tell anybody. So if you hold like those Rishonim, that hold that Mila Mitzvah Shlichas is Kipshutai, it means the deeper versus Maisa. So even though there's physically a Maisa of giving the ring, Api Allah, it's not a Maisa. That's the Chiddush of the Rabbeinu Yishai. The Chol Kesh, it's about Dvarim, Enim Nimsar Mishpat Shlich. Aber der Stein nimmt sehr schlecht das Schlecht, weil in ihrem Katsche, er lebt sehr sehr schlecht, wie das, man kann nicht. So steht in Rabbeinu Yishai. Okay. Makabel. So the Makabel of Rabbeinu Yishai, this idea that when it comes to Shlichos, the Halachas of Kiddushin, sometimes Shlichos, Shlichos, sometimes not. We can still salvage the Gemara a little bit. So the Gemara is talking about Shlichos for Shtar, not for Kiddush. Look, those. So far, we have two opinions in the Rishon and what the din would be about shlichus shlich by halachas kedushin. We have the Mordechai with the Rabbeinu Baruch who would say it's not even a shy. Of course, it's okay. We have the Rabbeinu Shai who's putting the brakes on it, differentiating between the two. Do we have any other logical possibilities? Could anybody pull off the following stunt and say by halachas kedushin, even with a shtar, it's not going to work? It sounds like that's not going to say such a thing. But get it works. Have a kedushin any different? Can anybody possibly call halacha shtar kedushin mili? Doesn't seem to be any definition of mili that works into this. Rabbeinu Baruch and the Mordechai zikha doesn't work into this. Even the standard pshat doesn't work into this. What could possibly be wrong with a halacha kedushin of shtar from one shlech to the next? If it works, forget. Why can't it work for shtar? The chariot defies logic. How can there be such a shita? There is such a shita. It's a Mordechai in the name of other rishonim. If you take a look at the Mordechai in kedushin. In the beginning of our parak, in Simon Tov Kuf Hei, very very beginning of the second parak, so that Beis and Aleph without the adoption of the Mordechai in the back. In Simon Tov Kuf Hei, the Agos Mordechai. Listen to this psak that appears in the Mordechai, in the beginning, Hagos Simon Tov Kuf Hei, second column, beginning of the parak. Pasach HaKadosh Vidorush. The Kadosh, now the word Kadosh, in the days of the Rishonim, meant one thing alone, meant he was killed on Kiddush Hashem. So he's quoting from his name, Shlomo Midorosh, one of the Harugi, one of the killed in the Crusades, Mislama, which is doubly tragic because the Mordechai was also eventually killed in the Crusades. He was also killed on Kiddush Hashem. So the Mordechai is quoting a predecessor of his who killed Kiddush Hashem, and eventually the Mordechai would suffer the same fate. So the Mordechai quotes from the Kaddush Midorosh, who has the following Chiddush Gomel, Pasuk HaKadosh Midorsh, Dea Oysa Shuliach L'Kadosh Isha, Umasla Tabas L'Kadosh, Afilu Yisnes Pederech En Yochel Asa Shuliach Acher, Mishum Demile Nininu, Umile Mensel Shuliach. Now, so far, did the Kadosh Midorsh say anything radical? All he said was what? Was Kesef. So it sounds like he's in line with the Rabbeinu Yishaya. No, keep on going. Frek the Kaddish Vidarsh on himself. If If Rabbi Yishai was talking, what would be the next words out of his mouth? No, that's different, because the get, he's got to give that paper, whereas we can give anyone he wants, right? That's what we're all geared up for, we're expecting. Listen to the Kodesh B'dor says. Why is Mesiris at the Baal different from get? To get the get, Isha Miskareshes B'yav Korcha, Umiyad Kishi Yagia Get Liyad HaShaliach, Reki Ilu Mikareshes. Hilkach Lohavi Mili, Shreya Shaliach Yach Lagai Shaliach Korcha. Yad Shaliach Yad Abal. Aval Shaliach Shal Kiddushin, Im Lo Tayda HaIsha, what's he paraphrasing? Im Lo Tayda HaIsha. Poetically? Therefore, thus is Mila of the Kodesh B'darish. What did he just say? I'm mind-boggling Kiddush. He just redefined Mila in a third way. You have any seats? We saw Mila meaning words, conscious actions. We saw Mila meaning complete jobs versus incomplete jobs. Now we just saw a new application of Mila. What's called Mila? When it's basically done already. Why is it done? It's a done deal because you don't even need the das of the recipient. A get is not called mila.
Why is this radically different than the case in Gittin? Again, it's a gemira issue. He's saying that by a nesina of kedushin, if she's not accepting it, it's not a gemira.
If you want to say it's very, very similar to the other Mordechai,
yeah,
but it's a different focus of enigma. Right. The Mordechai with the Rebbeinu Baruch was focusing on Siva is not done yet because it's still Chas and Asina.
Right.
He's focusing on that. Well, the job wasn't done because it still needs a das. Right. Right. It has a similarity, but there's a big jump, big difference between the two. It has that similar theme of Gemara Dover, albeit with a different application. Correct. Well, this is his Kosh B'Gosh. He's saying that by Kedushin, by Halachas Kedushin, is it automatically. Automatically a problem of Mila Mislishlichus. Now, even though the Kodesh B'Darash happened to be talking about a ring, it's just coincidentally. His Svar applies equally to Tishah. And therefore, unlike the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, who drew a distinction between Kes and Shtar, Kodesh B'Darash is saying, no, they're both the same, and neither of them work. So now we have three shittas in the Rishonim about what a take is on Shaliach also Shaliach for the Sivas of Kedushin. We have, according to Rabbeinu Baruch in the Mordechai, the sixth Berach of Gittin, there's no chilul between Shtar and Kesef, and therefore they both what? They both do work. Because neither of them is a Mila problem. Because it's Gemara Dover. For his definition, right? His understanding of Gemara. The Kodesh B'Darash, the 180 degree difference says, yeah, you're right, Rabbeinu Baruch, you're right. There's no difference in Kesef and Shtar, but neither of them work. And it's only the Rebbe Yishai and the Shulchan Gibbon that says, no, there is a difference. Kesef, no, but Shtar, yeah, for that reason. So Rebbe said, we have a few different ideas flying around in the Rishonim here as to what the limitations of Shlichas and Shlich are. It's all coming to a head in our suit, because that Gemara sounds like Shlichas and Shlich is pretty universal, and yet some of the Rishonim are putting the brakes on it for Gittin, that was the Tosfos Rib, for Kabbalah Seged at least. Some of the Rishonim now, Kodesh B'Darash completely, the Gemara partially putting the brakes on it vis-a-vis Halachas Kedushin. So it's not as simple as we thought. We read our Gemara 45 minutes ago. We said, oh yeah, Gemara is a Shliach and everything hunky-dory. But fine now. We have reasons to believe, depending on what your take on Shliach and Shliach is. Whether you're a Kodesh B'Darash root, whether you're a Rebbeinu Baruch root, whether you're a Rashba's root, whether or not you're going to put limitations on the Shliach and Shliach. I'll leave you with one question to think about. The Kodesh B'Darash told Gevaldik HaChiddush, she said that the characteristic that's important to identify whether we have a Mila issue or not, the real characteristic to identify is, can it be done via Korach or not? That's the real question. If the answer yes, it can, so then you're okay. Then it's Kilu Nasa already, and that's Gemara Dover, and you're home free. If you don't have the ability to do it without Korach, that's when Mila begins to pose the problem. Based on the Kodesh B'Darash, can anyone think of a potential difference in halacha between the Zman Chazal and today? If that is the factor, that is the factor the ability to force the get, in a sense, that is what takes it out of a problem of Mili. Will that change with Manazeh? We live in a world of Chayim Dibin Geshem. You cannot give a get a Korach of his Manazeh.
Wouldn't that affect the fundamental?
I don't know, that's a good question. So that challenge is raised by the Ketzais. So Ketzais raises this question. He says, you know, going to this question, Torah, how would we as a Beis Din in America, Darshan and Ches, pass in the Shiloh? Moving is a get to Shimon to deliver it to Rachel, and Shimon decides to hand it off to another Shalich. So that was the case in the Gemara where Shalich was a Shalich. That's the case. That's the getting up of death. Nobody argued with that, says the Ketzais. Nobody argued with that this Man Chazal, because according to the Kashrut Darshan, it was a done deal at that point. This Man Hazeh is far from a done deal. And maybe one could argue that this Man Hazeh, that get cannot be handed over to somebody else, and if it is, catch this one, the get's no good minatara. The whole Chendur of Yerushim was not minatara. But once there's a Chendur of Yerushim that inhibits you from giving you the get v'yaparachal, that creates a change in status of what the original Shlichus was, according to, again, the Chendur of Yerushim is one cheat in Mishayim. But according to this Kashmir Darish, so maybe we have to reevaluate Shlichus of Shlichus, not as if. The whole new question, can we apply? It's a fair shemish, the fair shemish, black and white, the fair shemish, the get. Havach is a get. Everyone agrees that. It's a fair shemish, the fair shemish. And says the Ketzais, I'm not so sure that works with Manazim. So that's your method. We'll try to understand how the Ketzais deals with that issue, and he actually comes up with a solution even with Manazim, and then see a little bit how some of this, how some of the parts of this should play out inside the different areas of Halacha. The final touches of the Shemah, the Shemah, the Shemah.